She never had anything around her that was not of some use to herself or to somebody. I remember one time she gave away a beautiful suit of furniture to her servant whose house had burned. She had it upstairs in her attic, and she wasn't using it, and she just gave it to him. Mm-hmm. She was very, very generous. If anybody came along and said, "Hey, Mac, when you threw this, I wish you'd give it to me." "All right, honey, just take it." Mm-hmm. And she just, a crochet or a piece of silver or china or whatever she had that somebody wanted, she just let them have it right then. Mm-hmm. And as far as Uncle Dave is concerned with his disposition, he was just the most lovable man I ever knew. And he humored me. He'd hear my spelling lesson every morning. But he was very, very strict. I couldn't get off if I hadn't. If he thought I was fooling him, that I had studied my lesson, he soon found it out. He says, "You haven't studied this." And he'd make me go back and study. Mm-hmm. And I was always getting into the pine tree that A-Mag had in the front yard. I wanted to chew it. A-Mag did not. Hated chewing gum, but like poison. That was not a ladylike attribute at all, was to chew chewing gum. And as a child, I wanted chewing gum. I saw the chewing gum. So I went to this pine tree, and I'd get stuff on it, get it on my hands, mess, mm-hmm. and then she'd have to clean it off. Well, she got after me so many times about it, so I still wanted to get it, and I'd go get it on myself. So one time, she took some gasoline and washed my hands in it. Burned just like fire. And I went crying to Uncle Dave and got in his lap. And Uncle Dave's hands were the most comfortable hands. And he just rubbed my hands and he says, "But daughter, you should mind, you ain't mine."